This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb at EAA Air Venture 2015. I'm talking with George Bai, who's been working on the Sunflyer Solar Electric Trainer project, and he's got an update on what they've been doing, and they've got some pretty impressive goals they're working to meet, and so he's going to give us some insight into how all that technology is coming together. So, George, thanks for talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is a very exciting time.
Yeah. So just give me, if you could, the quick update on your situation right now.
Well, we're here having great meetings with many of our potential partners in the flight training world, but most of the exciting news to talk about today is that the two-seat version of the Sunflyer is in construction, and we hope to roll it out here in a couple of months. So we're very, very excited about the next prototype that will be able to demonstrate this really, we think, revolutionary new technology.
Now, you're talking about duration of 2 or 2.5 hours of flight time. That's a lot more than other electric airplanes have been projecting or producing. So what's your secret?
Well, it's two things. And one of them is that this is a fully certified airplane. We've negotiated with the FAA a Part 21 certification, day-night VFR. So one of the things that's important to recognize on the airplane is that it's the gross weight is a little bit above 1,500 pounds. And, of course, that gives us more capacity for larger batteries, for more battery energy storage. That's combined with a lightweight carbon structure, very sleek aerodynamics, low drag aerodynamics, of course solar, and we're also talking about the regenerative propeller, adding energy as we're in descent or slowing down. So when you combine those things together, we are now flying for almost 3 hours.
Okay, great. So so when you say Part 21, that's primary category, right? And so there's nowhere in there that specifies that it needs to be a reciprocating engine or anything like in the LSA rules.
That's right. So the Part 21, as many of us know, is 1,700 pounds or less, 4 seats or less, and a single engine. So within that basic outline, then you have a negotiated certification pathway with the FAA. And so for the propulsion system, we're using the ASTM criteria. For the airplane itself, we're using the CSVLA, very light aircraft criteria. So we have a pathway with the FAA to go through system by system, through the structures, through the propulsion system, and qualify this new aircraft.
And so, as you said, then I guess you've already talked to the FAA and you feel confident that they're going to go along with this from start to finish.
That's right. We're very happy with this, I would say, extraordinary relationship with the FAA. I know often there's a little bit of a tension with new aircraft development with the FAA. They're concerned for the safety of the public and us as pilots and so forth. And so new technology often has a very rigorous, slow, sometimes bureaucratic pathway, especially if it's something that hasn't been done before, to get to a final product. And we understand that. And, of course, with electric propulsion, I think it's very exciting to all of us. And I think we recognize the potential from ops costs and the benefit, particularly in our case, to training. So I think we all understand that it's a rigorous, challenging process, but the FAA is really partnering, in a sense, with us to try to find the answers to those challenges. And so it's been perhaps a little bit more collaborative than a typical certification program. And again, we express our gratitude to the FAA for their, really the very nice support that we've been getting.
Okay, so I know you've done the math on this where even with having to replace the batteries every so often, the hourly maintenance costs and operation costs are a lot less than your competitors. But what about the actual acquisition cost? Have you set a price for this airplane?
Yeah, so from an operational perspective, as you mentioned, it's only about $1 of electricity, the energy cost to fly for each hour. Up to $6 or $7 per hour. If you include your 100-hour inspection, your annual inspection, the reserves for battery and motor and things like that. So it's a, you know, it's an extraordinary achievement and benefit to the expense of becoming a pilot or enjoying flying as a pilot. It's a wonderful benefit to the business of running a flight school, which is so desperately needed, especially now. On the acquisition side, the aircraft is also a little bit less expensive to construct than the internal combustion engine trainers and aircraft that we have today. And the reason for that is the components, particularly the motor, is 10% of the cost of the internal combustion engine that it's replacing. So that, you know, component of the pieces that make up the airplane allow us to sell the airplane for much, much less. Right now, the introductory price for the airplane is only $200,000. And for a fully certified aircraft, day night VFR, that's a pretty exceptional value, especially if the other side of it is the operating cost is so much less too.
But it is limited to VFR. There's no IFR allowed in the aircraft?
Right. It's a day-night VFR primary trainer. That's where we're starting today. The complexity of adding the criteria to become an IFR trainer will certainly come down the road. But the very great demand today is to get started, and having that primary trainer is where we begin.
And do you see a bigger market for this beyond flight schools?
Oh yes. We're starting with flight schools because that's where there's tremendous expertise in training, you know, the new procedures. This is a new propulsion system, so we need to maintain it. We need to learn about, conditioned battery recharging. We need to learn about maintaining electric motors instead of internal, there's many of those kinds of things. So in partnering initially in the market with flight schools, there's much greater depth of expertise to help that along. Certainly recreational pilots will come along, and we'll have in the years ahead, we'll have, you know, more capacity in the airplane. It'll have a more endurance, fly longer. There'll be a four-seater coming along at some point, things like that. So as we go into the future, the market will certainly grow in size and scope.
And do you have a timeline for this project?
Well, of course, everyone loves to ask that question when you're bringing a new airplane. It's you have your kind of theoretical ideal for certifying a new airplane. That could be perhaps as optimistic as 2 years. I think we all recognize in the industry that that would be perhaps an aviation first. So that's the ideal schedule, probably, you know, some length of time after that, given the challenges and chaos happens, you know, so I'm sure there'll be things that come up that delay us a little bit. So two plus, maybe 2 to 3 years, something in that area.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I think we covered it. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you so much. We're very excited about the future and the potential of what this represents. We want very much to be a part of revitalizing general aviation. And Oshkosh this year has been wonderful. We look forward to the months and years ahead to bring this to reality. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.